You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off, brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. We're starting with Michelle today. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hi. What are you in the process of doing today?
I'm heading to work.
Which is?
I own a dance studio.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Jeremy, you need to get down there.
I know. Do you do jazz? Jazz dance?
I do.
Okay, I'm in.
Yes.
Okay. I am in.
Love it.
What else? Do you do like hip-hop and ballet? And?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shuffle ball change.
Oh, listen to you. See, you know.
I used to be a dancer in college.
Hmm.
Oh, well then, yeah, you do need to come over. I'm hiring right now.
Are you really?
I am.
I got news.
I got to dust off my tap shoes.
I got news for you, Michelle.
You
Everybody's
do?
Hiring right now.
I know. Oh, trust me.
I'm just goofing. My sister did years and years of ballet and jazz.
Well, I did the. Is there also a flap ball change?
Because
I seem to recall
change.
That from my from my high school
time
musical.
Sidestep.
You know, but time
yeah.
step, the
box. So I got to ask you something. How exactly do you describe jazz dance?
It depends on who you're talking to. A lot of people would say jazz dance is an upbeat version of ballet in parallel.
And you got to dance with like a trombone in your hand, right?
Maybe not.
Oh, okay. It's a different type of dancing.
Yeah, because I had somebody that I was talking to, and they said that their daughter did jazz dance, and I did the polite thing. I just nodded. It was somebody who was at the piano recital at our house,
okay.
Jeremy. They were talking about their daughter. She does jazz dance, so
of
I just
course.
Nodded like, oh, that's really nice.
Jazz
and in my
hands.
Head, I'm thinking, what the hell is that? So
what's
I've always heard it without knowing what it is.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
What's the name of your little studio? Is it like Dance Your Pants Off or something?
No, not quite that creative. It's Dance Institute.
Dance
it's in Denver.
Institute.
That Did you like spend
expensive.
Like months coming up with that name or?
But about no.
Can you change it to Dance Your Pants Off?
No, I will absolutely do a little DBA as Dance Your Pants.
Yeah, I wonder if danceyourpantsoff.com is still available.
The DBA. That's good. You make me laugh, Michelle. What was your specialty dancing as you were growing up?
Honestly, it was tap.
Tap.
Tap and jazz.
It's got to be like the best workout, though. Are you like in really good shape?
I'm used to be. I'm a little older. The teacher, you know. Oh.
Well, I would still think it's still good exercise. I'm a mom. It's all right. Moms can be fit, too.
I know. I'm like, I got the mom thing going.
I'm a mom.
That's funny.
All right.
You're making us laugh. All right. Let's play some Rattle Off, Michelle. Are you ready to go?
I probably will do horribly, but let's go.
Nah, you
what
got this.
What are you talking about?
Focus.
You're going to kill it.
Use some of that dance energy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Okay. All right. Here we go. Woo.
Are all of us doing the hands
I know,
right
I'm
now?
Like jazz hands.
Jazz hands. Are we all doing that right now?
Do you
I was
do
like fist pumping? Like, woo, we got woo, this. Woo. Let's go.
Do you do salsa dance there?
I do not teach salsa dance.
No.
So, but I have.
That's
I have
a that's a sexy dance. Dance.
What about the forbidden dance? What was that called?
The hanky panky? Oh.
No, what was that dance
I
called? It came out like in the 80s.
Did you
or
do
90s,
the hokey
90s?
Pokey?
It was the forbidden dirty dancing. I will do the hokey pokey.
Do you do the chicken dance?
My toddler class loves that. You have some happy toddlers with the chicken dance and hokey pokey.
I'm a big fan of happy toddlers.
Yeah,
what are you looking up, Dom? Dom's on his
The Lumbada. That's what
oh,
it is.
Oh, the Lumbada.
The Lumbada. That's the forbidden dance.
Like, I was like going La Rumba, and I'm like, no, that's a vacuum.
Yeah, that's a little vacuum.
Well, that's forbidden in some places, too. Yeah, the Lumbada.
Lumbada.
Was the forbidden dance.
That sounds naughty. That sounds
yeah,
forbidden.
Does. All of it is
Lumbada.
Naughty.
I better
well,
not.
Well, dancing, if you think about it, and
yes.
Michelle can tell you this more than we could because it's her life, but I mean, the whole thing of dance, if I understand correctly, was originally about human
seduction
and
Kama Sutra.
No. Oh. But no.
Oh, I thought for sure.
Seduction and what's the other word I'm looking for?
Procreating?
It was courting.
Courting, yeah. Courting.
I mean, that's why it's always so weird to see all these kids signing up for it and you know, and having a toddler's class.
If you look in the animal kingdom, like especially some birds and everything, they do a little dance,
yes.
Right?
The little hip-hop thing, yeah.
They do a little dance.
They do a little dance. Yeah. Haven't you seen any of those documentaries?
Oh, yeah,
the
and they're bobbing their heads. Right?
Yeah.
They dance. They put their wings out and they
the
puff
peacocks,
up. And
the peacocks do the thing.
It's a dance.
You have to stop because I'm going to be teaching my little girls this morning just like picturing head bobbing birds.
Yeah.
Whoa. Settle down.
Hey, baby, you want to meet me after class for a little Capri Sun? I mean, hey, you know.
Oh, you stop.
You stop.
You go play in the sandbox.
Let's do the chicken dance.
Don't make it rude, Dom.
Right? You went too far.
Don't make it rude.
There's no such thing as too far on this show. You know that, Michelle. That's why you listen. So.
That's why I listen. Exactly. I know you've got my six-year-old in the back of the car being a chicken.
Let's play Rattle Off. You know, we've been talking to you for 6 minutes, 12 seconds,
we haven't
played the game
oh,
yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody
give her five
else,
dances.
The whole... I'm about to. Every line is filled, and everyone is like, my God, get on with it. But we're like, no, we're enjoying this conversation.
They're all sitting in their cars waiting to walk into wherever they were driving.
Yeah, they're all waiting to go into work right now.
That's correct.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not going to give you five dances. That would not be fair. 10 seconds. Here's one, and I don't want you to overthink this. The first one that's coming up on the list today is five things that you would put mustard on.
You got this.
That's part
Sky's
of the forbidden.
The limit.
As I recall, that's part of the forbidden dance,
right,
too, isn't it? Squirt mustard on each other. 10 seconds. Five things you put mustard on. Ready and go.
Hot dog, ham sandwich, turkey sandwich, Cuban sandwich. French fries, onion rings. What else?
That's enough. That's enough.
You can put mustard on just about
anything.
You could put mustard on ice cream, I suppose, if
delish.
You wanted to.
Okay,
they have that ice
can.
Cream, right?
I'm not going to.
Oh, come on. If you're out there teaching dance, it seems to me like you are going to be very open to fresh new ideas, Michelle. So... Bust it
okay,
out.
Well, now I have to try it. Now
mustard
try
on
it.
A little rocky road didn't ever hurt anybody.
It's good eating.
You know what I forgot to say is that Michelle is a winner!
Good job!
Thank you.
It was really nice meeting you and talking to you. You're fun.
Yeah, we love talking
to you. Okay, so it was fun. That was wonderful.
Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning. That means a lot to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You all are very entertaining. Thank you for making my drives manageable.
You're welcome.
Listen, don't go away. Hold on. Put you on hold. And Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about those concert tickets, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. She's going to be going to Machine Gun Kelly. Do you think she's the person who would get up in the aisle and start dancing?
I hope so. She better.
At the Machine Gun Kelly concert.